Yo, what's up, guys?
Are we on?
We're live.
Where are we?
It's only us three today.
This place keeps changing every time we come here.
I know. Took a lot of work. You didn't come and help.
Thank God, because I'm not very proud of what you guys did so far. I mean, this thing here looks like a mess so far. I don't know. Better change.
Come on, it can't be worse than before.
What do you mean it can't be worse than before? It was beautiful what we had before.
No, it wasn't. But people saw the reflection on the background.
The reflection of the background. The reflection is not that important. It's what you say that's important, right or wrong?
Wow. Yes, well said. No. Yes, you're a poet. So the thing is, the people are not seeing the full thing yet. I thought we were going to debut it today. And then the problem is, Peter had his surgery. He's doing well, by the way, for everybody that was sending love to
that's
Peter.
Right.
He's walking, but he can't sit for too long yet. And then my dad was supposed to come, and he pulls out last time, last second.
He always does
that. What was the reason?
You know why?
Why?
He said, I got to go meet Marco Tardelli.
Ooh, ooh.
He insulted me. He said, do you know who that is? He didn't think I knew who Marco Tardelli was.
You probably don't even know.
He scored in 1982 World Cup, no?
Okay, all right.
He coached Northern Ireland, no?
Okay.
No, that was Trapattoni.
He actually coached Inter too, believe it or not.
Yeah. I don't know. You got to check. I don't think he coached Ireland. Trapattoni did coach Ireland.
So Tardelli did it?
No,
I don't think
never.
So. I don't remember him as a coach. I know the iconic celebration that he did.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I remember. Obviously, I wasn't born then, but...
Running. You were not born by then?
No, it was 82.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm 95.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. You look kind of old. I said, you probably said, hey.
Thanks.
Somebody of your age has probably been there.
I like my friends. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, I'm here alone on my side.
Republic of Ireland. Sorry, I said Northern.
What was it, Tardelli?
Yes.
Tardelli.
Yeah.
Not Trapattoni.
Marco Tardelli.
Wow.
A few months, maybe. Not,
oh,
it was not
eight?
Months.
Wow. 2008 till the 2013.
It cannot be, my.
I have it right here, man. Want to see?
Yeah, let me see.
Oh, look at it. You guys don't believe
don't
me? Why would I lie?
Wow, I don't remember this at all.
Republic of the Line that was never in any competition anyway.
I think he was too, yeah.
Okay, that's who I always remember. Mm. Anyway, guys, we had a lot of things happen this weekend in the Serie A. Shall we start from the derby? Derby della Capitale?
Oh,
there's a lot to talk about.
I think so.
My gosh, has Daniele De Rossi not just been impressive, because we said he was impressive. The stats show how impressive he was in his 11 games in charge in Serie A. He only has one loss, and that was to Inter, which we all said it can happen. They didn't have a great performance against Lecce, but either way, they didn't lose. But then this game, where in the last four occasions that they played this derby, they didn't score a goal and they didn't have a win under Jose Mourinho. The last time was 2022. The attitude, the spirit, the way that they approached this game was how Roma is supposed to play this game. And it's not just the energy and the passion, but even tactically, the way that they played the first half and then in the second half, they looked to try and score the second goal, but then they learned that they needed to manage the game towards the end. There's so many amazing things that we could say about De Rossi. I have a few, but I'll pass it to you guys first. What did you think about the match?
I thought overall it was a cagey match. I think Lazio started off well, and they couldn't build upon their performance. And I feel like Roma really grew into the match. They weathered the storm of Lazio. They ended up scoring the goal for Mancini after... I forgot who it was, what Lazio center back was, but hit it out for a pointless corner kick. When he spliced it and it went out for a corner, which resulted in the Mancini header goal, which no one was marking him, and they ended up being on the scoreboard 1-0. But it did seem like it was that going to be that 0-0 goalless kind of draw. But in these derby matches, it's those fine details that count. One little mistake here, one little thing here, whoever capitalized. And that's what it was at the end of the day, because there wasn't really many chances. There was a lot of anger. There was a lot of fights. There was a lot of passion, a lot of pushing, a lot of tension. But at the end of the day, they got the goal. And in the second half, they just made sure Lazio did not get back in the game.
But actually, I know you're saying the fights, which it always happens at the Della Capitale. It's always like that. I actually felt like because of De Rossi's attitude and the way that he coaches, teams are a reflection of their coach, right? Yeah. When Jose Mourinho was there, they were intense. Sure. They wanted to fight. They made it an absolute battle. I felt like with Roma, they were more mature. Like, they were smart. They were clever. Like, the way that they sought out the game. It wasn't how they used to be in the derbies, which was a little bit reckless. maybe is the proper word, and which is another thing that I think De Rossi's bringing to the side. You don't agree?
Not that I don't agree, but there was instances where the Guendouzi, Dybala thing.
They weren't risking to get sent off.
No, I wouldn't say up to that. But there was definitely getting people getting each other's faces. I feel like that's a regular thing at the end of the day.
I don't know. I saw some difference.
Let me just say something.
People comment if you think I'm right or wrong.
The game, you see De Rossi and what's his name? And Tudor, exchange pleasantries. The usual.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't know if they actually mean it to be that nice to each other, but they actually do.
Okay.
But like Marco said before, that was the fight. That was the intensity. But it was, from the Roma side, it was a smart and intelligent intensity. In other words, be nasty, don't get caught, and don't get yellow. In other words, don't get yourself being carried out with your emotion, because at the end of the day, bringing the results back home with the 3 points is what counts the most. Yeah. Number one,
I agree with that.
Number two, it's limiting the damage in terms of red cards or yellow cards or injuries or all of the above. So I think that De Rossi has injected a lot of intelligence into this team,
mm-hmm.
but as Marco was saying before, the intensity and the anger for the game is there.
The last derbies, they were total domination from Lazio.
Roma.
I haven't seen this spirit from them.
Roma, they took over the
game. So you're saying straight from Roma?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this was Roma. And this was a Roma deal.
You know what the thing is with De Rossi too? Yeah. I listened to his post-match comments, and if you speak Italian, I highly urge anybody to listen to the way that he communicates, because there's nobody in Serie A that does. And communication's a small part of the job, but I think it's very important.
The way that
you're the leader of an organization, you should speak the proper way, and that's one of the things I don't like about Allegri, but I'm focusing on De Rossi. De Rossi is so humble that I'm actually annoyed at how humble he is. He was speaking after the match. I get chills just thinking about this, because he's such a young coach, yet he's bright beyond his years. And they kept telling him, Daniele, this is you. Like, you did this to the team. He's like, nope, it's my team. It's my players. And he's solely put the focus on his players. And they kept pushing him. And he doesn't want to take any of the credit for anything that he's done. And there was a beautiful moment. I don't know if you guys caught this. They had the image of him celebrating like crazy. And he goes into the locker room. So they asked him. Usually after the match, they go underneath the curva. And obviously all the players did. So they asked him, why'd you do that? He said, because this was not my win. I want my players to have the spotlight. They're the ones that won the game. Guys, what coach? And I love Jose Mourinho. I will be the last person. I respect everything that Mourinho did, but this is something special. To not put any of the focus on yourself and to say, empower your players, where Mourinho, most of the time,
talking about upon himself, negative, but he also
spoke badly about a lot of his players, right?
De Rossi is the kind of coach that would take no credit for all the accomplishments and take all the blame for the negative stuff. That's just how he is.
That's not normal, though.
It's not normal, but we didn't really see that of him as a player, but now we're seeing a different side of him. Even if you didn't, think you can like a person, De Rossi more, there's a way. The way he's a coach now, just a different dimension.
And tactic and like all of that's great, but it doesn't really matter unless you're getting results and you're playing better football.
Yeah.
So it's all of those things. And the thing that he's shown us as well is that you can go forward, you can attack while also maintaining good defense, because they got 3 shutouts in a row. So it's not that you have to just bunker in, put the 5-3-2, stop them from playing. If you play football, you could actually defend better.
Let me just say something that sticks with me all the time when I see Roma playing lately. Every time that the Roma scores or something very important happened to the game or something like that, the player, they go to embrace the coach. In other words, they're fully behind 1,000% of De Rossi, whether for it's going to be a goal, whether it's going to be the end of the game. It's just De Rossi. It's the major reasons why this Roma is going 12 cylinder at the same time.
And they're getting Tammy Abraham came back for the first time in 306 days.
Smalling
made his debut. So things are looking up. We're going to preview the Europa League. A couple other things to talk about for this derby. Lazio looked obviously extremely poor. I think that we also need to remember for Tudor, he's had 3 games, 1 win, 1 loss to Juventus, and now this loss in the derby.
He'll be Frosinone also, 3-2. You're thinking of the Coppa Italia.
Yes. Okay. But Tudor has come in, and Lazio have a lot of missing players.
Yeah.
Provedel, Lazzari, Rovella, Zaccagni. So he played Felipe Anderson out wide, but he's one of your most creative players. I didn't like Kamada playing in that position. So it's going to take time, and I think Lazio is not able to score goals, Ciro Immobile, blah, blah, blah. The last thing I wanted to bring up about this match was after the game, Mancini. He's in a little bit of hot water because of what he did. Basically, he went after the match and he started waving a flag that had the Lazio colors and it had a rat on it. Why face?
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
I'm surprised. Usually, you're very up to date on
usually
this kind
I got
of thing.
Zeta. You're usually the first one there.
He apologized,
can
saying,
you show it to me? Is that on social media?
Mike, you want to show him?
Yeah.
Show him. It's on our Twitter. So
he took a Lazio flag from somebody else.
From a fan. It had a rat on it. He says that he didn't see it. I mean, I don't know how you don't see it.
But I knew that Mancini was an instigator, but I didn't think it was going to do.
Yo, Mancini's something else, bro. That guy is crazy.
Is it bad that it actually kind of makes me like him
he's
more?
He's the kind of player you want on your team, but hate to play against.
Yeah. Mm. So he did this, and then he apologized after saying that he didn't realize it was on it. But a lot of Italian journalists went after him. I want to get your guys' take on it. If you've watched this podcast for some time, I'm very lenient on competition. I think that when you lose, you should just suck it up and there's no problems. Like when Argentina was getting all the controversy about the penalty kicks and the way that they responded, I never saw a problem with it. That's me personally. So I don't have a big deal with him doing this.
Oh no, that's crazy.
There's no way he didn't see that.
Do you guys
think to him the flag to begin
with? Like a fan. Do you guys think this is offensive that he did this? Is it too much?
I think it adds to banter. I think it makes a game better.
Not really. First of all, it would be more offensive if Lazio would be playing at home. But Roma playing, being the home team for that thing, I guess it was a way to rub it in a little bit more. Because those are the games that, regardless of their standing into the Serie A, nella classifica, this is the things that the two teams are looking forward to have a bragging rights. So
it's part of the banter. He's not hurting anybody.
No, to be honest, I feel like it adds more to the game. Everyone gets more, did you see what he did?
You know,
I feel like it just adds more
to it. You know what I enjoyed the most? I enjoy Dybala showing the shin guards.
I was going to explain that.
Oh my God, I said to myself, I didn't realize until after the game.
So for the people that don't know, Guendouzi and Dybala actually got in each other's faces. And a lot of people actually still don't know about it. But Dybala took off, lowered his sock, took his shin guard, and showed it to Guendouzi, who's French. And he got called up for France. And he showed him Dybala lifting the World Cup trophy, and he shushed him. And I was like, oh my God. When I found out Marco's the one that sent a message, I was like, no way he did that.
Poppy actually noticed it. Poppy noticed it. Poppy in the studio. She goes, did he just show him because he's Argentinian? And we're all like, wow. This is another thing that I love. Like, people getting mad about this.
When I found out about it, I was like, no way.
That's so cool.
I thought it was hilarious.
Soccer without those episodes would be very boring. We need that. We need fire.
He's not hurting. No,
fights.
Could you imagine how if you
banter? It's just like you, Mike. I say you're an banter. Instigator.
I'm not
an
instigator.
Mike is the number one instigator.
Oh, big time.
Could you imagine how mad?
The same way.
No. If you were Guendouzi, how mad?
You can't be mad about anything. God. You play awful. You have
Guendouzi
nothing to say back.
Guendouzi was probably the best Lazio player.
But in general, Lazio, there's nothing Lazio could complain about.
But how mad would you be? You're already mad in each other's face. You're losing. Yeah. And he showed you
also, people were writing, Dybala, you played 17 minutes in the World Cup.
He scored a goal.
And then you know what? Yeah, he scored the penalty,
he scored a penalty, man.
But you know what I was saying?
Guendouzi got 0 minutes.
It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. When Italy played England, we make fun of our English friends and we don't even play the game. You still make fun of it because you have pride in your country. Absolutely. So just for what the people are saying. Yeah. But actually, Dybala started the fight, though, to be honest.
Coming from Dybala, I wasn't expecting something like that. Dybala is the only...
He's
the one that just stays on the back all the time.
I thought Guendouzi was the one that went up to him and just grabbed his neck unprovoked.
Yeah.
But it was actually Dybala who went up to him first. If you see a different angle, you could end
like
up seeing
that. I didn't know that Dybala was
It went for a corner kick. It went out to the sideline and there was like a slide tackle. I don't know. Maybe Dybala went too hard into the challenge and Dybala went to Guendouzi first and he put his hands on him first. And then Guendouzi responded by grabbing him.
Yeah. The back of his
it all ended there.
He has a lot of hair to grab too. I just want to say, if these players were mic'd, I would not miss second. Not even a second.
That would be great content
of this game.
Why don't we?
I would eat it up.
We don't have the spectacle enough.
Hopefully, in our lifetime, we're gonna see at least a couple of mic'd up games. I would love that.
Guys, before we move on to the next game, you can see we're all wearing hats. These are the new hats that we're going to release in about 2 weeks' time. They're really nice.
You're telling me that they cannot order the hats right away?
In 2 weeks. Okay. In two weeks. But get ready. The ability, the thing that we're doing is you could sign up for our mailing list and our newsletter. And it's the top link in the description, and you'll find out early. So you'll be able to get them because we have limited quantities. These are for the Euros that are coming up, or Italy. And we have a couple other really cool pieces of merch that are going to drop for the Euros. We've been working on these for months. Well, not you.
Oh, not me.
He's part of it.
But be ready. Help support us. I'm also wearing the joggers that we have available right now.
What are you going to get on the mailing list?
So you sign up for it, you get a lot of perks.
You get an email or you get a personal mail?
So you get an email when it says when new merch is coming out. You can be the first one before it hits the public. So there's a lot of
perks. So you get some privilege if you sign it to the mailing list? Absolutely.
You get notified before the general public.
No, it's free. It's free. Guys, if it's free, it's for me. Hello.
We have other merch on ItalianFootballTV.com. Help show your support. Go check out what we've got. We got some sweats. These are such comfy joggers. And now I've been wearing the shorts a lot lately. I didn't like the shorts at first, but now that the weather's getting a little bit nice. Yeah.
I don't have a pair of shorts yet?
Because I've never seen you wear shorts.
I didn't subscribe to the mailing list.
Have you seen Aldo with shorts?
Hey, by the way, what I'm holding here, it's a courtesy of Dean Chimenti, our substitute producer. He's a very good...
I like he gives a full government name.
Michael Jean.
Yeah.
Made espresso martinis. Yeah, he's a bartender.
Man, he's the king.
At Gino's.
Dean, you're the best.
Shout out Gino's, Bay Ridge.
You guys
what's wrong with that?
Hey, Gene, so you see, we're doing a lot of freebie commercial for you. So when we come in
free.
Over there...
We're going to send them an invoice.
Oh, we're going to send you an invoice. Okay, I'm sorry. I take it back. Okay, that's right.
Yo, let's move on to some more controversy. Since you said you like banter, we had Cassano versus Leao today on social media.
He doesn't know, right?
He does know. Oh, yeah, damn. Of course. He's up to date on Cassano news. Mm. I'm going to read the quote from Cassano, where I believe it's Domenica Sportiva that he's on. And he said, Leao's problem is that he thinks he's a phenomenon. He's a good player that has great physical strength. That's it. 10 to 15 years ago, he would not even be able to play for a team fighting 6th to 7th place. He also said other stuff. I just condensed the quote. And then Leao responded by quote tweeting 7 clown emojis for Antonio Cassano, who this is not the first time that he's gone after him. Now, we know for the people at home, Antonio is deeply invested into Antonio Cassano because put yourself in Antonio's shoes. Cassano comes from the same exact town that Antonio comes from. Antonio used to watch Cassano when he used to play in Bari Vecchia. Mm-hmm. You said he used to play in the streets. He's Antonio's favorite player. He even made Bleacher Report one time because he said that Cassano is better than Messi. With all that being said,
go to the doctor.
What team are you on?
Okay, listen. First of all, it's not the first time that I'm actually not repeating or retweeting because I don't have Twitter and I don't have Instagram.
Instagram.
It
says it's IFTV Antonio.
At IFTV Antonio, but it's not me managing, unfortunately. But, you know, it is actually fortunately and unfortunately because it's work that I don't have to do. And I have to put my trust in those two guys. But
I'm not running it. Are you running it, Mike? I think it's you.
As far as Antonio Cassano, you know, comment on Leao, we are pretty much on the same page. I've been saying exactly the same thing. Okay? It's not clinical enough. It's not a champion. I think he needs to get over himself and needs to show more. Eight goals in un campionato that Antonio Cassano doesn't repute one of the top. I mean,
He said he basically said a joke league.
Well, that detail I found myself to disagree with him a little bit because Serie A is Serie A.
You know,
we have a lot of teams fighting for the champ. I mean, not anymore, but we had up to last couple of weeks.
For Champions League, yeah.
We had the Champions League. Now we're still in the Euro League. We are all over the places. But as far as Cassano comments on Cassano, I'm not saying that they're spot on, but they're not too far. Leao needs to just put numbers that they're very meaningful.
Can I tell you one number?
Yeah.
One stat. In 2024,
yeah,
no Serie A player has been involved in more goals than Rafael Leao.
Who cares?
In all
been involved? You have the score.
That, no, no, that's what it is. Anything. Goals and assists.
Yeah, but that doesn't
that's combined goals and assists.
Not good enough. It's good from okay. far, but far from good.
Mike, okay? What's your reaction?
That's ridiculous. Come on, I mean, come on.
I bro. Expect how do you, more for somebody.
What's your reaction?
React, Mike. React.
I know you always like Hassan on this, but you're ridiculous for his ridiculous take. Without Leao, how many points does that guy get? How much stuff does he do? Yes, you can find little nuances that he doesn't, but who's perfect at the end of the day? Who's perfect at Milan?
My thing is, who's saying that Leao, Leao's who's
so
putting
talented.
These standards that he's world class? For me, it's very clear. Leao is a great player. He's not a world class player. World class means you could walk into any team. He's not Vinicius
very
Jr.
Few.
He's
Mbappe,
not. He's not
Haaland.
Mbappe.
He's not Lautaro. He's below. Try to compare him with.
I don't.
Said, see what Lautaro
I don't know if
does
I agree
for
with
Inter.
That.
Can you say that Leao does exactly the intensity that Lautaro brings into
I would
the game
say,
of Inter?
I would say Leao is as important to Milan as Lautaro is to Inter.
Forget about the importance. It's what.
Well, you're comparing two
game.
Different players now.
One's a winger and one's a striker.
Yeah, he's supposed to score a lot more goals. That part I don't agree with.
Lautaro is a leader. Okay, Lautaro shows by example.
Nobody said that until this year when he got the captain's armband.
But why are we putting all these marks on
exactly.
him as if Leao came out and said he's the next best
you know,
thing? I don't understand.
Exactly. I agree, Mike.
Teo Hernandez is a leader. I consider
yeah.
him
but
a leader.
One doesn't
when
have
he wants to defend.
One doesn't equal
Wait
the other.
Let me just explain the reasons why. A leader.
But you don't need to explain. Nobody said he's a leader, though.
Okay.
Who's saying he's a leader?
Yeah, but you.
He's a very good player.
But you guys are making Leao. You are creating this superstar that he has not matured to become a superstar yet.
Yes.
Does he have the potential? Absolutely.
So
we're on the same page.
We're in complete agreement.
We're on the same page.
Because you know why? A player that's a superstar does it week in and week out. A player that's a superstar is way more clinical. It doesn't mean that every single game, but most games. And there's a lot of things with Leao where he's up and down and he's in front of goal. But that's to say that the quality that he has, the ball at his feet, it's extreme. We wish he could show it every single day. But then, I'm sorry to tell you, if he did do that, he would not be playing for Milan. He'd be playing for Real Madrid.
Or Inter.
Well, why are you saying that?
Because it's true.
Because unfortunately, the one true thing that Cassano
because
said...
Because AC Milan, it's not, they don't have...
It's not even a Milan thing. I'm saying Italy in general.
League.
Italy in general, it's not a league that could have a player like Mbappe or Jude Bellingham or De Bruyne. When you're talking about just like the best, the
it's
best.
True.
It's hard to say that about Italian football. If we're honest, and I love Italian football.
Except Inter, like I said. Inter would be the only case that you can argue.
Such as, for example, what are the best players in Inter that...
Do I have to tell you?
Yeah, who?
I have to tell
besides
you that?
Lautaro, who else?
Barella's now?
Oh, Barella, yes. Barella, yes. That's
Bastoni?
But I'm just saying...
Marco?
No.
He almost knocked his hat off.
Get up, Marco!
No.
No?
No. No.
Yeah, okay. We'll see. We'll read the comments
Sorry.
After. And we'll read the
Sorry.
Comments.
One last Milan topic I have. I think the people... are watching what we say on our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Because last week, we put the title of our video, and we got heavily criticized for this. We put the title of our video, Christian Pulisic is the best signing of the summer. And people say, oh, you guys are biased, Milan, American, blah, blah, blah. Today, Corriere dello Sport put Milan is the best signing. And then on top of that, Fabio Caressa, who is the legend. I love Fabio Caressa. He, for the people that don't know, if you remember Goldigrosso.
Commentator, the golden commentator.
Commentator in Sky, but also just the way that he interprets the game in Serie A. I think in general, football, the way that he sees it beyond just the pitch. He said he was the best signing of the year. So I think we are the gurus, Antonio.
That's right. That's right. Meow, that's right.
Even though you never said that he was the best signing.
I didn't say that literally, but how much I like Pulisic and how much I like to meet him. And hopefully, I'm going to be meeting him very soon. Oh, we got here the producer and by the way, guys, you missed out on the coffee, martini coffee. What do you call
Espresso
it?
Martini.
Espresso martini. Hello.
Martini
Anto,
coffee.
Pulisic scored again.
Yes.
And
he's
got
goal.
More goals in the league than he's ever had in his entire career. 10
beautiful.
Goals.
Beautiful.
He's... been so
and
involved.
What kind of a goal did he score?
Beautiful goal.
Beautiful tiragiro di sinistro.
Yeah.
How can you expect more from somebody like that? And you know what? Let me finish. He meant it to put it right there
yeah,
where the ball ended.
And the thing that I love is a lot of the quotes where I spoke to a lot of American fans who had question marks around Christian Pulisic, because in the last campeonato, he only had 3 goal involvements with Chelsea. I think first and foremost, Christian being healthy is the biggest thing, because the qualities you can't dispute. But it's also, he's so happy in Milan. And he says, I spoke to Pioli before joining. Pioli kept his promise. He put me at the center of his game. He's playing me in a position that I like. He's tactically, he's in a specific role, but he also does have freedom. And that he's, his dad said, he's loving life in Milan. His career is reborn now at AC Milan. And the fact that he's also the gateway that allows a lot of American fans to, you know, enjoy the league that we love. I'm so happy with Pulisic. None of it would matter. Like that part, the marketing part and getting more eyeballs in Serie A wouldn't matter if he wasn't a great player. So the fact that we have both is something special, I think.
You know, 100% in agreement. But I want to add to Pulisic the importance of the goal that Giroud has scored up to now for AC Milan. And I just hope all of those rumors that Giroud is coming to MLS, they're not true. Because
They're definitely true.
They're not.
They are
true. No, it's happening.
Oh, God. I just hope that Giroud...
He's 38, Anto.
Win him up.
Let him do what he wants. He's got to decide what he wants.
He has his birth certificate. He's going to tell you something else.
Giroud belongs in the Serie A. He brings the level of Serie A much higher than if it were...
But let him get his move to MLS. He wants to go. He wants to go to LA. He's going to make a lot of money.
At least one more year. Just give him one more
year.
If anybody, Cardinal, if you're listening to me, I do not extend.
I don't think it's a Milan thing. I think it's Giroud. He feels like he's ready. Yeah. He's going to go out on top.
Ibra, if you're listening to this, go in a locker room and try to talk him out, because he's a champion. To me, he's the champion that AC Milan... It's the DNA. It's disguised the DNA of AC Milan. A lot more than Leao.
You know what's funny? It's I feel like Giroud, we said it on the last podcast, but he helps so many of the guys around him, like the Leaos, RLC, Pulisic, and now also Chukwueze, who Pioli played the front four, right? And we thought Chukwueze has not impressed me at all from the start of the season. And the last couple games, he's coming alive. And Pioli said he put his head down. He started working really hard. He knew that it was going to be tough for him. But the fact that you got him, especially going into the Europa League against Roma, which is a 50-50 battle in my eyes, or maybe Milan slightly...
60-40, I say.
60?
Yes.
I'd say 55-45
with what?
For Milan against Roma.
Percentage? What do you think?
Just because the quality of players that Milan have.
I would say 65 Milan, 35 Roma.
No, now you're discounting.
65-35.
Okay, well, I disagree. All of that to be said, that it's great that you have the option off the bench. RLC is going to play... where he wants, because he's just been amazing. He's got 10 goals all comps. 9 of them came in 2024. But the fact that you have that is a good problem. So you really favor Milan against Roma on Thursday?
You know why? Because the attacking style that Roma is playing is gonna open the space for AC Milan. AC Milan has got speed on the wings. He's got a tremendous midfield. We got Bennacer. We got...
Oddly.
Yeah, oddly to me.
But what about your defense? You have the same problem.
Not really. Look, if Gabbia plays the center defender and Tomori plays the center defender. We have 3 out of 4. We are in top shape. The only one is the right defender, whether it's going to be Calabria, whether it's going to be, Florenzi. I like what we have right now. I like it a lot.
I wouldn't discount Roma. I think you're overlooking Roma too much.
I don't think so.
35% is not enough for a team that's on a high right now. And for a team that's got a coach that they absolutely loving. And also, I mentioned it before, Tammy's coming back. Smalling's coming back.
Roma is not going to be able to play the 3-5-2 that they always...
They don't play 3-5-2 anymore. They play 4-3-3.
4-3-3, yeah.
With De Rossi.
Whether it's 4-3-3, whether it's 3-5-2, it's not gonna work, believe me. Because they're going to be
why
worrying...
Why do you favor? Usually
they're
logical.
They're going to be worrying about AC Milan's speed. And AC Milan goes vertical too.
I think...
They use the wings, yes, but... They just go over the top. Adli is going to be the killer on this game here. If Adli let, you know, if they
I never
let
expected
play,
those words to come out of your mouth.
If they let him play.
He loves Adli, man.
Oh, I love him.
Are you related to Adli?
No, but if they let him play.
Do you want to be?
No.
Okay.
But if they let him play his style of soccer, Adli is going to be the different maker. Actually, I like to see Bennacer behind Adli instead of Adli just being the playmaker in front of the defense. I want to see Bennacer playing on the back and Adli just be the fantasista, just be the number 10. You know, if Loftus-Cheek plays, fine.
He's got to start.
He's going to start?
Yeah.
All right.
He's been too good.
Well, listen. I do not want Adley to be coming from, just spending only 20 minutes on the field. Uh-huh. Adley can just make the difference.
Okay. We spoke a lot about Milan and Roma so far in this podcast, a topic that will make Juventus fans very happy. Obviously, they're starting to get the results again. Coppa Italia 2-0 against Fiorentina. It was a good first half from them, and then the second half was scary. And I think Wojciech Szczęsny absolutely saved them, where they only had 25% possession against a Fiorentina that's been really bad. We'll talk about them after. But one topic that I think they'll finally be happy about, I listened to Fabrizio Romano's podcast. Fabrizio Romano, Antonio, you know him?
Of course.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. He's one of the most reliable journalists. He says that everything is telling him that Allegri will leave Juventus in June. And there's been other reports that Juventus are ready to absolutely tear Bologna apart. From Thiago Motta to Calafiori and to Zirkze, it seems like that's who Juventus is going to go with. So what's your guys' reaction? Obviously, I think we all agree on the Allegri part, but what do you guys make about Juventus going for that trio at Bologna? Can they do well?
Well, go ahead, Mike. You want to do it? Okay, I follow Fabrizio Romano all the time. He's one of my favorite, number one. I never met him personally, but eventually we're going to meet. And
he didn't meet him in Milan?
He has a restraining order. No.
Our schedules didn't meet. We were supposed to.
I think he was avoiding you.
But anyway, as far as Zirkze and Thiago Motta and Calafiori, I know Juventus, they're desperate. But I think we need Calafiori more than they need, that Juventus needs him. So maybe I wanted to see what AC Milan. I think there's a lot of rumors about the calcio mercato right now. I won't buy anything that they've been saying about the coaching and the players involved on the trading.
Milan and Juventus both want Zirkze. Where would he fit more, Milan or Juve?
Milan.
Okay, Mike. Well,
I mean, if you get Mota already has played with him, right? So you can argue that'll be Juve if he gets Mota. He knows him already. He doesn't have to do any trials with him.
So
it would be whoever Mota goes with. I'm just saying it'll favor playing under Mota because he had that breakout season with him. So, yes.
I feel like he would fit at Milan better. Obviously, Giroud leaving. They need a number. They need a striker. He's played as a number 9. He became a number 9 because of Thiago Motta. He always thought that he needed a supporting striker. I feel like he would fit with you guys more, and you need him a lot. Obviously, Juventus, I think they're making the absolute right decision with Thiago Motta. Juventus is no longer the team of the past that could go out and buy the best player of every team, where they went and bought Higuain from Napoli and Pjanic from Roma, and let's deplete the competition and spend a lot of money. They have to build off youngsters. And when you want to build off youngsters, Max is not the coach, and Thiago Motta is. It's a gamble, but you need to take some time. You need to have a 3-4-5-year project, and I think it'll pay off. If they do all these things.
If you go back to some of the previous podcasts that we had maybe a couple months ago, you guys you signed off on Pioli leaving AC Milan. And I said, I wouldn't really put my money on what you guys are saying right now. And this is the reasons why I saw Ibrahimovic having too much of a good relationship with Pioli and valuing what he's actually doing up to now. And I guess they're going to be waiting for the next 2-3 weeks whether AC Milan goes far enough into the UEFA competition. In the Europa League. But, all of these rumors and talks about the coaching, we're talking about a lot of money over here. We're talking about people that have already been tested on their job. We know there is a lot of unhappiness about Allegri being coaching Juventus and the style of that Juventus has been playing under his leadership. But I will not really put my money on anybody else right now because what's out there, it's not besides Thiago Motta and a couple other big names like De Zerbi and company. They're not rumored so far to move 100% whether it's going to be Milan or Juventus or somebody else. So. Mm-hmm. I will not put my money. With all due respect with our friend Fabrizio Romano.
Speaking about coaches, Napoli, Calzona, they scored 4 goals. They beat Monza. They really needed it, but it had a stat. Napoli have the best attack in Serie A since Calzona has come into the club. 15 goals in 7 games. Mazzarri had 9 goals in 12 matches. Also, caveat, Osimhen came back from AFCON within that time frame. But for Napoli, they're kind of, you always say, sitting ducks. There's nothing really left for them. I think all Napoli fans are kind of just like hoping for the season to end, try to finish as high up as possible. But there's been a rupture. And they're saying that De Laurentiis wants to keep Calzona as like the vice to any coach that comes in. He's still begging for Antonio Conte or Vincenzo Italiano, who, by the way, Italiano at Fiorentina these days, they're 2024. They have 10 points out of 36. Only Frosinone, Sassuolo, Salernitana have done worse, and they have no wins since February.
Ugh. For if I was ADL, Conte is the one to get. But if you had to bet money on it, it's not
looking
like.
You think Conte
like,
and De Laurentiis will get along?
No, but how good of content would be we be able to make every week with them?
So you're not thinking about Napoli, you're thinking about just the content.
No, I think he'll still make Napoli a team fight. You don't think Conte will make them fight for
that
the Scudetto?
That is a toxic relationship if I ever seen
okay,
one.
Okay, but I'm saying strictly on performances. I think he'll help Napoli fight for the Scudetto. You don't think so?
Mm.
Why not?
I don't think he fits at all.
So you don't think he'll perform well over there?
Mm-mm.
Conte will never listen to ADL barking order over there from the top of
if
the
If ADL's yeah, begging for him and Conte actually finds some agreement where you stay on your in your little office and you don't tell me how to do my job.
Spalletti won them the Scudetto for the first time in 33 years and De Laurentiis still didn't listen.
But Conte's a different caliber coach.
I don't agree.
Does that mean?
What do you mean?
I don't agree that it would work.
No.
I don't think it'll work.
I don't think their relationship will work, but I think his performances would work.
Okay, Mike, first of all, it's not going to happen.
I know, I'm just saying if.
If, there is no if.
I feel like Italiano is the realistic and best option for them. He plays a very similar style to what they already want to achieve formation-wise. And I think Vincenzo Italiano has done the maximum with Fiorentina at this point. Right now, the results are not correct. They're not where Fiorentina belong. But they're fighting in so many competitions that you're starting to see the team really struggle. And he wants to play such an attacking football. And when you have the defenders like that, you get caught out.
Listen, if the player of Napoli, they embrace Calzona, let me finish, Mike.
Didn't say
if
anything.
They embrace his leadership and his style and his chemistry or his way of dealing with the players and all the stuff, I think that De Laurentiis might just let him
keep Calzona?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, why? I mean,
they got a bigger chance of Conte taking over than Calzona staying.
I don't know. I just don't see Conte going to Napoli at all.
Let us know in the comments.
I give 0.0000001.
Reminds me of somebody.
Yes, we get it. Okay, yes, we understand.
Inter win again.
I would.
Davide Fratesi against Udinese. Crazy number. He's got 5 goals in Serie A. 3 of them have come in the 90th minute, later than the 90th minute, versus Milan, versus Verona, versus Udinese, and 2 of them were winners. These guys, even when they don't play great, no matter what, they just win.
And I believe, that goal was a hit off the post, and then it was a tap-in, but whatever the case is, it's their year. Just like last year was Napoli's year, the year before was Milan's, whatever. It's just their year, and right now, they need 2 more wins to mathematically secure the Scudetto, and they're in party mode for the rest
Anto,
of the season.
Are you, how bad, out of 1 to 10, how mad would you be if Inter wins the Scudetto against Milan in the derby?
In the derby, because that's what I could go to.
I really don't give a shit.
Don't lie. Say the truth.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, say the truth.
The Scudetto has been assigned already. Where
doesn't
is
matter.
Be?
You're home. It's in Milano. Milan's a home team. For them to beat you.
And they play Cagliari next. So that's
Cagliari's on fire right now.
First I know. Of all,
they're going to get a tie.
If they win Cagliari, they're going to leave it to me. You want to bet?
They're going
to
get a tie.
No, because they want to win in the derby. There's no way they're going to get less than 3 points.
First
that
of all.
Time.
All
right. If I'm right, you got to wear a Georgia jersey.
Nah, shut up.
Come on.
Mike,
you got to wear a Georgia jersey.
That's an instigator, Mike.
I'm giving you great odds. It's Inter against Cagliari.
Okay.
It's Inter against Cagliari.
Yeah, first of all, you asked me a question. Okay, I haven't finished my full answer to that. I said I don't give a shit, but I'm going to try to just fire up all the AC Milan fan. I know I have some follower from Milan and the rest of the metropolitan area nearby Milan.
The tri-state area.
I wanted to say you guys have to go over there and spew venom. That game is very important. They're not going to win. They're not going
to
win.
Just to clarify, Antonio is not saying to be violent.
Against us. No violence. No violence.
You said
we
spew
love them.
Venom.
No, venom meaning con il tifo. You know? Okay. We have to just... not silence those Inter fan. We have to just make sure that nobody knows that one of them is at the field. Okay? We have to just overtake everything. The loudness.
You should be the MC at San Siro.
Oh my God. I wanted me to do ultra.
With
the,
no
the
mic.
AC Milan ultra.
They will roast leader. You like a lamb on Greek Easter.
They're gonna, who?
If you met the
Mr.
ultras?
Owl.
Oh my God. I love the ultras of AC Milan. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. Uno di voi. Not uno di noi. I am uno di voi. So, my goal is one day, Mike, we're going back sometime soon.
With you?
Yeah. One day, I want to meet the AC Milan Ultras. Can you guys make it happen?
I know a couple guys that are part
you
of
do?
The club. Yeah.
All right.
I'm just going to get a tattoo on his back.
I am. Okay? And I'm going to do it live in front of
you.
Yo,
you were supposed to get a tattoo when you won the Scudetto.
Wait a moment.
You never did it.
I'm going to do the tattoo when we get to the Seconda Stella.
Okay. So it's never going to happen.
Gonna take some time.
We just mentioned Cagliari. Cagliari came from behind to beat Atalanta. Crazy. They went up to 13th place. They're 4 points above relegation. Dilly ding, dilly dong. Claudio Ranieri consistently getting results.
These guys were as good as dead in the bottom of the table. And then out of nowhere, a nice little wing spring.
I don't like
you
that.
Get a nice little run.
Why don't you like that?
And you're looking good.
Oh, like you don't like Ranieri.
Because you know what? No, Cagliari knocked out body.
The last 30 seconds.
Playoffs.
The last 30
what?
Seconds.
What happened?
All right, guys.
Wait, no, I don't know. I don't remember.
Pavoletti. What happened with Georgia and Greece, Mike?
He said it, not me.
How did you guys lose?
See, over time. I get the blame when you bring it up.
What was it? I don't remember.
You know what?
He's saying it, Anto.
You know, thanks to Mike.
What happened with Georgia and Greece?
Wait, thanks to Mike, I got a free tennis lessons because Mike, you know what?
Oh, tell the story. It's a good story.
Okay, it's a good story.
How do I get the blame when he
My buddy Zurab is my hitting coach. He said to me, oh my God, Anto, I'm so nervous. I said, come and watch the game.
Zurab is Georgian.
No. Oh, Zurab, by the way, is Georgian, and he's a big fan, of course, of Kvaratskhelia. And he's telling me all the rumors of the Mercato, that some of the players from Georgia, they're under the radar of AC Milan. I said, I will be so happy. He said, because of that, said Zurab, I'm going to become an AC Milan fan just to support them. But
get to the point.
Aside from that, he said, Anto, this is live. This is for real. If Georgia beats Greece, you're getting a free lesson. In other words,
and the lessons are expensive.
Very expensive. I'm not going to say.
I shouldn't say. I'll mute it.
All right. Well,
90.
But you know what? They all worth it. They are all worth it. Zurab, to me, is one of the best tennis coach in all New York. So okay. I'm not.
So you got a free tennis lesson because Georgia beat Greece.
I did.
I want to give you three. I said.
but you didn't go live. You didn't make any promise.
I keep my promises.
Yeah.
I like
you keep
some
your
people.
So but wait. Anyway. What's the thing? Why doesn't he like Cagliari?
You see what he's doing?
I don't know what it is.
You see what you're blaming me.
You say it, Mike. So you're,
is it because of Ranieri?
So in Serie B playoffs last season, Bari was 30 seconds away from getting promoted to Serie A, and Pavel Gol ended up scoring the goal to put Cagliari through and put them in Serie A instead of Bari. And Bari's currently in the relegation zone in Serie B.
Yeah, but you know, Bari should be coming up then, right? If they were so close to getting to Serie A.
See this guy?
No, wait, where are they?
They're currently in the relegation playoffs in Serie B.
Oh, that's got to be wrong. It can't be. If you guys were seconds away from coming to Serie A last year and just missed out because Pavoletti scored a goal.
Miserable people do. Dean, what did you do? Did you spike the martini, coffee martini? What do you call it?
Espresso
martini.
How do you not remember? Guys, anything else?
What do you mean anything else?
Any other topics?
Yeah. You are the topic maker over here.
That's it. That's all my topics.
Okay,
I'm saying if
I
there's
anything else. We're talking about Roma. We're talking about AC Milan. Mm-hmm. We're talking about Fiorentina. We're talking about Lazio. We're talking about the upcoming
Juventus-Inter.
Juventus-Inter.
That's it.
We're talking about Cagliari.
And guys, reminder, I mentioned the merch. We've got the hats that are going to be ready for the Euros. They'll be in 2 weeks. The link to our email newsletter is in the top of the description right now. We also have these joggers that I'm wearing, sweatshirts that you could see in the back. So head on over to ItalianFootballTV.com and cop some merch. Make sure you like, subscribe, rate us 5 stars.
If you want the newsletter, what are you supposed to do?
Top of the description.
Top of the
That's
description.
Where Mike is going right now. That's why he's on his phone.
Okay. Mike,
what are you looking for?
That's Mike, right. can you go on my phone?
If we missed
Mike,
anything.
Hello? Can you go on my phone and get me? But I don't follow you guys on
Lovely. Wow. Thanks. Guys, make sure you like, subscribe, follow, and we'll talk to you soon. Ciao, ragazzi.
Ciao, guys. And Forza Cagliari.